ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australia has signed a memorandum of understanding with Papua New Guinea during a visit by the High Commissioner to Daru, the small and remote island right near the two countries' shared borders. There's been little detail on the specifics of the agreement, but it comes just months after Australia raised concerns that PNG had signed an MOU with a Chinese company to build a fisheries park on Daru, and another Chinese company proposed building a city there. Catherine Grau has been following the story. So what more do we know about Australia and PNG and what they've agreed to?
Well, we don't have a lot of detail despite our requests from both the Australian High Commission, Department of Foreign Affairs, and also the Governor of Western Province, Taboy Awi Yoto. We've not got many answers. Now, the Governor has in one post talked about a specific food security and water sanitation project that will work in 90 villages in total and worth around 26 million kina. And the Australian High Commission has also posted on that particular project, and it's also talked about the High Commissioner visiting the Daru Hospital, where Australia has already been funding upgrades there. They've actually been going on for the past few months. So it's actually not clear at this stage to us what is new in this memorandum of understanding. But certainly Moses Dina, who's the acting executive manager of the Daru Hospital, has made it pretty clear when I spoke to him that the Australian assistance has been very much appreciated at the hospital. It was extremely run down, left really in a very poor state. For example, septic tanks in the general ward, as well as also in the ward for tuberculosis patients, had basically collapsed and was in absolute terrible state. So he's very grateful for the Australian assistance.
It's basically the refurbishment of the rundown sections of the hospital, not so much of demolishing the existing structure and putting up a new one. But it's just like, you know, like the sewage that we had collapsed, and you know what they did was they just removed the old stuff, the collapsed part, and then they built a prefabricated, you know, toilet and washing facility, and then come and, you know, install in the hospital to ensure that patients keep on using it, and also improving the electricity service in the hospital by buying new standby generator, because Daru, we have issue with, you know, ongoing issue with PNG powers.
That's Moses Dina from the Daru Hospital talking about the upgrades that Australia has been helping with already there at the hospital. And as I've said, we've really not been able to get any more specifics of this memorandum of understanding that was signed by Australia's High Commissioner while he was in Daru late last week. But we do know from the Australian government, again, on its social media page, telling us that this MOU was not just for current, but also planned support to the entire Western Provincial Government. And the Governor, Taboy Awi Yoto, who's actually been quite critical of Australia in recent months, also confirmed again on Facebook that Australia was going to be committing 30 million kina over 3 years up until the year 2023 for what he described as an economic empowerment program.
Well, you mentioned the Governor's being quite critical of Australia. So has this memorandum of understanding resolved that?
Well, it's hard to say because we haven't been able to speak with him despite repeated requests for an interview or even just more detail. But certainly from these posts we're seeing on social media, it does look like the relationship has eased somewhat. But it is important to go through the recent background of the relationship between the Governor and and Australia, because he was very critical of the way Australia responded when news of this Chinese company wanting to perhaps or agreeing to having an MOU to set up a fishery park there in Daru. He accused Australia of wanting, quote, the status quo of poverty in Daru and the Western Province to remain. He made those comments pretty soon after an Australian High Commission delegation travelled to Daru in January. They held a fair few meetings and discussions about this particular MOU with the Chinese company. And the Governor, you know, said that Australia had basically not put forward a counter offer to the Chinese plan, and he wasn't satisfied with their intentions. And only in late April, he also took to Facebook yet again and said that senior officials from the Australian High Commission were again in Western Province. This time, he said they were visiting and seeing their commitments take off off the ground, where that they had asked for assistance. But specifically, he said that he, as a local governor, doesn't get to decide where Australia spends its money, which obviously he was disappointed by, but said that it was at least good news that they were getting significant attention from what he called traditional friends and that he appreciated that attention.
So, Catherine, is the governor suggesting that Australia is providing more financial assistance to counter these Chinese projects?
Well, look, all we've got to go by are his words in these statements. He said, obviously, this was significant attention by traditional friends and that he appreciated that. So you might be able to read into it that he said he believes that this is new attention, perhaps as a result of the recent Chinese memorandum of understanding. And certainly that is the sentiment of some people on Daru. I spoke with the mayor of Daru, Samuel Wingu, who recognises that while Australia has certainly provided a lot of assistance to the Western Province for a long time, it does, in his opinion, seem to be motivated by the recent developments regarding China's MOU.
After getting the Chinese on board, you know, I think Australia is now coming good. That's according to what I see, you know, trying to counter the Chinese involvement here. But prior to that, you know, we have still had Australians helping us, especially on the tuberculosis and cholera problem in Daru, the HIV and AIDS programs. More recently, you know, the Australian government built the health center at our village. They have continued to assist us. So them coming again to, you know, giving more emphasis on trying to work and assisting supply, it is not, to me, it is an ongoing relationship.
Now, Moses Dina from the hospital, though, isn't of that view that it's a reaction to the Chinese MOU. He says it's a reflection of a neighbour helping out and signifies that Australia's relationship is ongoing. But what is interesting is that with both the Chinese Fisheries Memorandum of Understanding, as well as this one with the Australian government that was signed last week, is that it's actually been really hard for us in the media to get any specifics or details on either.
So on a related note, Daru and the Western Province, of course, borders Australia, and PNG's COVID-19 situation has been worrying for Australia. What's happening there?
Yeah, of course, it's so worrying that Australia has fast-tracked its vaccination program to the Torres Strait communities that live very close to Daru and Western Province, but of course on the Australian side of the border. And they've fast-tracked these vaccinations that include now the Pfizer vaccine, which is very tricky in remote areas because it needs to be stored at very cold temperatures. But that shows you just how worried Australia is. Now, Australia has also sending vaccines to Papua New Guinea, taking them from its own supplies of the AstraZeneca, but also supporting PNG through the COVAX, the global COVAX vaccine facility. And we saw 1,000 vaccines delivered last week to Western Province, where they began their vaccination campaign on Daru. And Moses Dina, who is the acting executive manager of Daru Hospital, said there was a lot of interest in people on that first day, with long lines of people keen to get their vaccine. He says the focus at the moment is going to be the health workers, because they've already had more than 60 people test positive on Daru, including many health workers. In good news, he says that they have recovered, but he also admits that the testing rates there have been extremely low and that they will need to ramp that up this week, as well as the vaccination campaign also really kicks off.
Priority is the healthcare worker, because we are exposed to COVID patients every day, and Daru Hospital, I have around 10 to 11 staff who are COVID positive and recovered. So that signifies the risk the health workers face. And then they are the link between patient and family back at home, you see. So given that risk, we will maximize, prioritize our frontline health workers first.